It's worth taking a look at the moon tonight, to be sure, because it will be one of the biggest and brightest moons in 70 years. In fact, the next time the moon will be this close to the Earth is in 2034. But are so-called supermoons really worth the hype? Dr. Alex Young is a solar astrophysicist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. Alex, hello. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Alex. And I'm trying to get a handle on a supermoon. What's going to make the moon tonight a full moon, but what makes it a supermoon?
Well, what we call a supermoon is what actually scientists in the past have called a perigee moon. So the orbit of the moon around the Earth is actually not a circle, but an ellipse. So during the orbit, there's a time when it's very close and a time when it's very far away. And this period when it's very close is called perigee. So when you have perigee, or you're within 90% of perigee, and you also have a full moon, we call that a supermoon.
I know some astronomers don't really like the term because they think it overhypes factors that make certain full moons unusual. What do you think?
Well, I personally don't mind it because, to tell you the truth, any opportunity to have the public be excited about science and even to just step outside and look at the moon, I think is great. And I know many of my colleagues don't like the name, and I think also because it was originally coined by astrologers.
Not astronomers.
Exactly. So I think that's probably what bothers them most.
Okay.
But I like it.
Well, I love looking at the moon, so I'm going to try and go out and have a look. But of course, if it's cloudy, we can't see it. Is there any other kind of difference we may notice if we can't actually see the sort of brightness of this moon?
Well, I don't think there's too much that you're going to notice if you can't see it, if it's too cloudy, other than, you know, you might notice that the night sky in terms of the backlit clouds might be a little bit brighter, because it is about 30% brighter, which is, you know, that's not insignificant at all.
No.
But, you know, the other thing is that you don't have to just see it right then. You can see it the day before or the day after and still appreciate how big and bright it is.
And when is the best time to view the moon?
As soon as it comes up is going to be fine. For you, it's going to be closest around late evening. I think it's November 15th for you. Close to midnight.
Okay,
Good time for you.
Okay, so tonight, tomorrow night is the peak and the next night. We've talked about how rare these supermoons are, but this month is one of three consecutive supermoons. Is that particularly rare?
It's not rare to have three in a row. What's special about this one is the fact that it is the closest since 1948, and it's not going to be this close again until 2034.
Okay, so even though there's a supermoon on December 14th, it's not as intense as this because it's not as close.
Exactly.
All right, Alex, look, thank you very much, and we'll be sure to go out and check out the moon. Thank you.
Hey, it's been my pleasure.
Dr. Alex Young is a solar astrophysicist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 18 minutes to 9.